Unit 2. Students' Book. A3. Strange Stories. Activity 1C. Page 73. Put the paragraphs of this story in the right order. Listen and check.
It was a warm Saturday morning. The birds were singing and the sun was shining. I was lying in my bed when the phone rang. I got up and answered it. A strange voice asked, "Is this Dr. Brisk's hospital?" And I said, "Sorry, you've got the wrong number." At 10 o'clock, I went shopping. I was walking down the street when a stranger stopped me and asked, "Excuse me, can you tell me the shortest way to Dr. Brisk's hospital?" I was so surprised. This was the second time that morning that someone asked me about Dr. Brisk's hospital. I didn't know where the hospital was. Then I stopped at a cafe, and I met my friend Rosie there. We were talking about the good old days. The waiter was serving coffee when someone came by and pushed him. He spilled a cup of hot coffee on my new dress and burnt my arm. What a mess! Then I saw my bus was coming. I was running to catch it when my heel came off. And there was this man. I was trying to pick up the heel when he bumped into me. He was carrying a lot of boxes and bags and couldn't see where he was going. Because he didn't see me, he tripped over me and fell. In fact, he fell on me and knocked me down. I fell and broke my leg. The man telephoned for an ambulance. The ambulance took me to Dr. Brisk's hospital. I was thinking to myself, at least now I know the shortest way to Dr. Brisk's hospital if someone asks me again. What an awful day! Accidents happen, but that was really too much.